Particulate Behaviour by Sam Illingworth. Fade in. People wearing masks ride their bicycles through a skyline of exhaust fumes and dirty blackened smoke, their lungs irritated by the invisible particles that corrode metal frames and alveolar walls. Ring, ring, go their bells as they cross the road and casually turn right into the unmarked bloodstream. Fade in. A sickly orange sun climbs above the rigid concrete monoliths, grubby metallic fingers that cast a shadow over streaming clouds as a filthy fog settles over a city where angels now fear to tread. Fade in. Automobiles find that they have been cast as unwanted guest number 3. Whilst smutty furnaces spew out their final lewd gestures to a hazy and judgmental sky, in amongst the bathwater, a grimy sponge is washed away, leaving only the fragrance of 1,000 burning photocopiers to sate the billions of Goldilocks who wait for things to turn out right. Fade out. This science poem is inspired by recent research, which has found that China's massive reductions in particulate air pollution are also bringing about an increase in ground-level ozone pollution. Since 2013, the Chinese government has systematically tried to reduce the amount of fine particulate matter, PM2.5, that is prevalent in many of their major cities. Measures such as restricting the number of cars and replacing coal-fired power plants with natural gas have seen PM2.5 concentrations in eastern China drop by over 40% in just 5 years. However, this has also had an unforeseen and dramatic effect on the amount of ground-level ozone, a harmful atmospheric pollutant that causes both smog and severe respiratory problems. Whilst PM2.5 is itself a harmful atmospheric pollutant, this recent research has been able to show how it plays another important role in atmospheric pollution, acting like a sponge for some of the chemical radicals that are needed to generate ground-level ozone. This means that as levels of PM2.5 have decreased over eastern China, the levels of ozone have increased. The fact that this PM2.5 reduction has happened over such a dramatic timescale in China, it took the US over 30 years to accomplish what China has managed in just 5, has enabled researchers to better understand this relationship. Decreasing this ground-level ozone in the future will require new emission controls to overcome this recent reduction of PM2.5 and its effects on atmospheric chemistry.